from the South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yeah. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
When I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Friday. It is a good Friday, so all of you that are observing that, we observe that with you. And along with everyone else, good morning and welcome to the Race Day show for this Friday. As we build up for another weekend here of covering horse racing Las Vegas style, and of course, all that March Madness stuff that's whittling itself down. We have half of the Sweet 16 done. The other half comes today. And then, of course, over the weekend, the Elite Eight to the Final Four next weekend. And in conjunction with that, we have quite a few big Derby point-getting races this weekend that'll lead to next weekend for some more point-getting races. As a matter of fact, as you know, we're going to start out real early tomorrow morning with the World Cup, the Dubai World Cup races at the Maidan Racecourse in the United Arab Emirates. That'll start real early in the morning, and we will have the book open here at the South Point. South Point Racebook will be open early in the morning to take bets on all of the World Cup races, the eight World Cup races highlighted, of course, by the Dubai World Cup and, of course, the UAE Derby as well. The book will be open. There'll be parimutuel wagering, the American parimutuel wagering on those races from Dubai. And, of course, you can bet those races tomorrow morning today in the book. They have advanced wagering on the World Cup racing for tomorrow, today, here in the race book at the South Point. And then, of course, we move to the contiguous 48 from a half a world away on tomorrow, where we'll have the big racing card at Gulfstream Park and, of course, a big racing card at Oaklawn Park, the Arkansas Derby at Oaklawn, the Gulfstream Park's Florida Derby at Gulfstream Park, and, of course, the UAE Derby. Of course, we'll have 100 points to the Kentucky Derby leaderboard as well. That'll already be done by the time we get into the big racing cards here in America. Here's the latest news as far as weather is concerned. The weather is playing havoc again. First of all, here in Las Vegas right now, it's 52 degrees. It's going to get up to 72 today. So, hey, look, it looks perfect, right, for here for the weekend. Come on out and enjoy both the basketball and horse racing with us here in Las Vegas. However, that weather is going to change overnight. In Southern California, they are expecting heavy rain. As a matter of fact, they say they're expecting as much as a 1 inch to 1.5 inch of rain in the area of Arcadia where Santa Anita's at. That'll happen throughout tomorrow. Tomorrow here in Las Vegas, we're going to get about, they say 88%. So you might as well say it's going to rain here in Las Vegas as well. But that front's going to move through quickly. At least here in Las Vegas by Sunday morning, we'll be clear again. However, Santa Anita is going to be drenched in the next 24 hours, so they have already canceled the races for tomorrow and Sunday at Santa Anita. That happened just about an hour and a half after we left the air yesterday morning. You know, John Lindo was telling us he thought it was a big chance that they weren't going to race, and he was right. So there's no racing tomorrow or Sunday at Santa Anita. Santa Anita says they're going to make a one-day makeup card, and that'll be on Thursday, the 4th of April 4th. On the Thursday, April 4th, which is next week, they're going to have a special Thursday racing card to make up for some of the races you're going to lose tomorrow and Sunday, and then they'll make up a race or two here or there during the other racing days. So, officially, Santa Anita not racing tomorrow or Sunday. They are racing today. We'll try to squeeze in that card today. And remember, next week is where the Santa Anita Derby is scheduled. So let's hope this weather pattern doesn't repeat itself for next week, that's for sure. But as far as everything else is concerned, it looks like that front's going to move through there. And of course, we'll wait and see how that makes its way across the country. In any case, I want to remind everybody that on Sunday at Gulfstream Park, after tomorrow's big Florida Derby Day card, if nobody hits the pick six jackpot either today or tomorrow, is going to be a gargantuan carryover on Sunday, and it is a mandatory payoff on Sunday. No matter what the pot is, Sunday will be a mandatory payoff at Gulfstream Park, but if it eludes a single ticket today and tomorrow, is going to be a monster day on Easter Sunday, with a basket full of not only Easter eggs, but a whole bunch of cash for the jackpot and the mandatory payoff there. As you know, Aqueduct will not race on Sunday. They take the Easter holiday off at there. And so we have, of course, they will close their winter meet come tomorrow. Tomorrow is the end of the winter meet at Aqueduct. So you're up to date on the weather conditions and all the closures, et cetera, for this weekend coming up. On today's show, we have Jonathan Hardoon, who's kind of, pun intended, but he's jockeying for a position with the power company where he lives, because we understand that about an hour ago, the power went off in his area, but he's jerry-rigging something up right now, so we'll get Jonathan here. We're going to go over the two Kentucky Oaks points races, the preps for the Kentucky Oaks today. They will be conducted tomorrow. It will be, of course, the Fantasy Stakes at Oaklawn Park and the Gulfstream Oaks at Gulfstream Park. But we're going to go over those Oak prep races today, because tomorrow we're going to be concentrating on the Kentucky Derby prep races and, of course, the early races out at Dubai. So Jonathan, we'll try to connect and get Jonathan going with us. And, of course, Rich Eng will be back with his selections for the ongoing NCAA basketball tournament. What an upset yesterday, huh? Yeah, we got to talk about that, that's for sure. yesterday, and the big upset of the day was North Carolina got beat by Alabama. So a lot of brackets went down the drain there. But Richie did pick Illinois over Iowa State, and that was a winner yesterday. So we'll have Rich back for that. He'll give us a horse at Santa Anita as well. And then, of course, John Leno giving us the update in Southern California as far as the racing there, etc., and an update on the Linda report that'll have to adjust for tomorrow and Sunday. And, of course, Jerry J with his selection. So without any further ado, we're going to get right to the first break because, hey, we got a lot to cover. We're going to try to connect now with Jonathan Ardoon. I would imagine that he's on the phone giving their electric company in his area a good peace of mind. In any case, we will be right back. Don't go away. And we welcome everybody. No matter how you get us on all those different platforms, including this one, the South Point Studios feed, the network at YouTube. Don't forget to sign up and subscribe if you haven't already. It's free. Right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
From the South Point Studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down. Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
T over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
All righty. Back on this Friday Race Day Las Vegas radio program. And, of course, we want to welcome everybody on all those different platforms that we have. Of course, the South Point Studio Network at YouTube, coming right here from the South Point Studios at South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard here in Las Vegas. And, of course, our websites that you can, listen to us and see us, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global. And then you got your iPhone and your Android with the apps. You can get the YouTube app and see us on the South Point Studio and hear us as well. And, of course, our anchor radio station here in Las Vegas that we simulcast over. For all those folks out on the road early in the morning, you can listen to us at Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM and then wherever you get your podcasting. So we're all over the place. We thank you so much. And again, we just got hooked up with Instagram, so we're on there as well. All righty. A couple of things I want to mention. The Gulfstream Park, in addition to the mandatory payoff on Sunday, on Saturday, tomorrow, big day of racing, you know, with the Florida Derby and all those stakes races at Gulfstream. What they're going to do is the late pick four. At Gulfstream Park, the late pick four is going to have a guarantee of a $750,000. The late pick five at Gulfstream Park tomorrow will have a guarantee of $1 million. Now, it's almost guaranteed that they're going to go over that anyhow, but they are guaranteeing the pots for those at $750,000 for the pick four and $1 million for the pick five. A couple of quick notes. Fierceness has had strong workouts leading up to the Florida Derby for tomorrow, but he's really got it easy. He's in the gut check mode tomorrow, Fierceness is. There were also strong works by a horse called Stronghold. Now, Stronghold, if you remember, won the Sunland Park Derby, and he is getting ready for his next start, which could be the Santa Anita Derby coming up a week from tomorrow. But Stronghold had strong works as well. That, of course, for trainer Phil D'Amato. And Dwayne Lucas, his Seize the Gray, who was third in the Jeff Ruby Stakes, will head on out to the Bluegrass for his next start. All these horses attempting to get into the Kentucky Derby. Of course, they need the points Most of them have enough points, I think, to get there. But their next races will be those races there. And after that, I think we'll just go right now to the racing menu. How about that? Here's your racing menu for today. And remember that the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone, like we are here in Las Vegas. So these will be the first post times to roll out in a racebook right here. If you're listening, and you know all those different platforms we just mentioned, however, wherever, wherever, if you're in another time zone, however it is, just adjust to the Pacific time zone. The first post times are Pacific. That's what we do here. And so adjust to the Pacific if you're not in. I don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. Here's the menu for today. We begin with Tampa Bay Downs. Now, Tampa Bay Downs has a first post time of 9:20 today for nine races. And Tampa Bay has a pick six jackpot carryover, $9,346. $9,346, 9:20 first post at Tampa Bay. Then we go to Laurel Park. Laurel Park, of course, in Maryland. Laurel Park has a pick six jackpot carryover, $13,079. 10 races today in the first post time of 9:25. 9:25 at Laurel Park. Gulfstream Park. Oh, boy, they're setting it up for tomorrow. Gulfstream Park. Their pick six rainbow jackpot carryover today stands at $647,036. That's today. If it doesn't get hit today, if it doesn't get hit tomorrow with all that money piling in on the big Florida Derby day, well, then it'll be a mandatory payoff of gigantic proportions on Sunday. But right now, $647,036. First post time at Gulfstream for their eight race card today is at 10:10. Aqueduct, the big A in New York. Well, let's see. Aqueduct is sunny today. It's 43 degrees. But the weather that went through there yesterday has taken its toll. The track will start out labeled muddy. Track labeled muddy today at Aqueduct. Of course, no carryovers there. So the first post time for eight races at the Big A today is at 10:20. Oaklawn Park getting ready for their big day tomorrow with the Arkansas Derby, etc. Today, Oaklawn Park's feature race is the $200,000 Temperance Hill at a mile and a half for four-year-olds and up. This, of course, in honor of Temperance Hill, the horse who won the mile and a half Belmont Stakes. A full field in this race as well. They got 13 in it before any scratches. It is a wide-open marathon affair where the morning line favorite sits at 7-2. That is Speed Bias with Flavian Pratt. Flavian Pratt already at Hot Springs at Oaklawn Park for the big racing tomorrow. And, of course, he has mounts in the Arkansas Derby. He has a mount there and mounts in other stakes races. And then Flavian Pratt will move on to Keeneland. So he's done at Santa Anita. Might stop in maybe for Santa Anita Derby Day, however. But today he's there, and he's riding the lukewarm favorite in the Temperance Hill. 10 races at Oaklawn and a first post time of 10:30. 10:30 at Oaklawn. Now we get to Sunland Park. Sunland Park has nine races. They have a couple of $250,000 stakes races today. The seventh race is the New Mexico Breeders' Oaks Stakes. The seventh race on the card, a mile and 16th for three-year-old fillies, a field of seven. It is a very competitive seven there. The 3-1 favorite there is Mark the Winner, which they hope marks the winner. In the $250,000 New Mexico Breeders' Derby Stakes, which is the eighth on the card for three-year-olds at a mile and 16th, you have seven going to the post there, and Community Leader is the 7-5 morning line favorite at Sunland. So you got a couple of $250,000 stakes races on the nine-race card. And the first post time at Sunland Park today is 11:25. 11:25 at Sunland Park today. Santa Anita, well, they're running today, and then they're going to take 2 days off. So today's first post time is 1 o'clock at Santa Anita. So if you're a Santa Anita fan, make sure you get in there today because you're not going to be able to do it Saturday or Sunday. Again, first post time at Santa Anita, 1 o'clock this afternoon. Golden Gate has seven races today. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $32,773. And Golden Gate's first post time for seven races set at 1:45. Then we go to Turfway Park. Turfway Park has eight races today. First post time is 2:55. But listen up, folks. Turfway Park has a regular, this is not a jackpot, a regular pick five carryover today at Turfway. of $111,807. $111,807 in the regular Pick 5 carryover today at Turfway Park. They have eight races. The Pick 5 with the carryover will start in the fourth race, and its first race post time is 2:55 at Turfway Park. All right. Then next comes Charlestown. In fact, we wrap it up with Charlestown. Charlestown's first post time is 4 p.m. for eight races. 4 o'clock at Charlestown for eight races. And that wraps up your racing menu for this Good Friday. All righty. I think we have a connection. I think we got connected with Jonathan Hardoon. Do we have you, Jonathan Hardoon?
You have me, Ralph. I can't believe I made it.
You know, us old geezers, you know, when anything happens with the technology, we kind of go panic city because you don't know. You hate to hit a button anywhere, but I guess you managed to find the button you needed. That's for sure.
It's amazing. 13 minutes ago, there was no power anywhere within five block radius.
Oh, but, my goodness.
The racing gods must like you or something, because the power went on at 13 minutes past the hour. So believe it or not, we hustled everything together and we're ready to go.
All right. Before we get into the two races that have leaderboard points for the Kentucky Oaks, and that is, of course, the Fantasy at Oaklawn and the Gulfstream Park Oaks at Gulfstream Park. We're wrapping up Aqueduct on Saturday. That's the winter meet. That's things going to be over. But the New York Racing Association, for somehow or another, has predicted, they have projections, that because, you know, of the closing of Belmont Park, they're not going there this year, that they were going to be flipping back and forth Aqueduct and a special Belmont Stakes weekend at Saratoga and then the Saratoga regular meet. They say they believe their handle is going to be cut down by 20% by the end of the year. Do you view that too?
No, I don't know. I mean, you know, what makes them think that?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. I mean,
they expect 20% cut in handle with the Belmont closing, with Belmont not being able to run this year.
Well, I'm sure people look forward to that meet, but it's not like the old days. It's not like people are flocking to the racetrack. Most people bet from their home or from their phone or whatever. So, you know, maybe the product is not going to be good, but I don't see that happening because the horses will be coming back from Florida. They're going to open up their grass courses the second week in April, so that's going to guarantee some field sites, and they're going to go back to five-day weeks. So, you know, I don't know why they're predicting gloom and doom, but maybe they know better than we do.
Well, we'll wait and see, that's for sure. But, you know, everybody just goes flips out for Saratoga. That meet's always successful, like Del Mar is in Southern California. And you're going to have a Belmont Stakes weekend at Saratoga with a lot of great stakes races surrounding the Belmont Stakes that weekend, too. So I could see, you know, there's a lot to look forward to there.
Yeah, Saratoga week, the Belmont at Saratoga is going to be crazy. I mean, the rooms are already sold out. You can't make a restaurant reservation. I mean, they're really going all in on this, and I hope they don't outprice themselves, because it looks like the prices are going to be a little bit crazy. But listen, last week to get into Turfway, they were charging $400. So
wait, hold on a second. Know. To get into Turfway Park, you had to pay $400. That was the admission?
Last weekend for Jack Ruby, yeah, if you were going to sit in the restaurant, it was $400.
Oh, okay. Not general admission, but if you wanted to sit in a restaurant, it was $400.
Right. Oh, yeah, $400 and up.
Did you get a meal with that $400? Did they at least give you the meal with it, or was that just to sit down?
A seat. You got a seat and a plate, I guess. You bring your own sandwich.
Wow. Oh, man. Kind of getting crazy, that's for sure. It is true.
By the way, that's the beauty of being in Vegas. You just walk right in, and a lot of times you'll get comp for a meal.
Let me tell you something. Not only is it the beauty of Vegas, but it is the beauty of old Vegas. And there's only one place in this town that sits on this Las Vegas Boulevard that still treats people and customers the good old-fashioned way, and that's this place right here, the South Point. You don't have to pay to your park. You don't have to pay to get in. You don't have to pay to sit down in the book for a special event. They have big parties and everything is free. And the food and beverage are always discount prices, reasonable prices, not the prices they're charging on the Strip these days. And if you want a drink, you don't have to, you know, take out a loan. And certainly, you know, the restaurants have fantastic food. I haven't had a bad meal anywhere in this place for years. So I could tell you this right now. If everybody's out there listening on all those platforms that we have, and you're planning on coming out here to Vegas, especially for the Kentucky Derby, where the big ballroom party is going to be free, the seminar is going to be free, the sitting at the race book's going to be free, and they're going to have great prices for food and beverage, etc. You just come on down to the South Point. Make sure you're here to celebrate Kentucky Derby with all of us then, that's for sure. All right, getting back to some of the other things that I wanted to converse with today. Of course, we're going to have take a look at the two races for the Oaks preps, because we won't have time tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to concentrate on the Derby prep races. But if we were to take a look at the Oaks prep races, which one do you want to start with?
Whichever makes you, we can look at the Gulfstream one first. By the way, they're both the 11th race. One's in Oakland, one's in Gulfstream. And there's an interesting horse in there in the Gulfstream race, number four, Ways and Means. This is a three-year-old filly from the Chad Brown barn. She had two starts at Saratoga last year, and she was really impressive in her first start. She ran equally as well in her second start, even though she got beat. She's been freshened up. You know, let's see how she comes back. But she's certainly the horse to beat. They were very high on this horse as a two-year-old, and I'm sure they're equally as high as her returning, and they, you know, they picked the Gulfstream Oaks to bring her back in, so obviously they know she's ready. It's an important race for her. She's got to get points here to qualify, and I think all the screws are going to be tight here. Number four, Ways and Means, is the horse to beat. If you're looking for somewhat of a price play, number five, Into Champagne, three-year-old filly from the Ian Wilkes barn, three career starts. She's never done anything wrong, and she has a race over Gulfstream in her last two races. She's run over the surface, so a little bit of an edge for that.
And we want to remind everybody, too, that the two races that are going to be Kentucky Oaks points getters this weekend, tomorrow, both at Oak Lawn and Gulfstream Park, hold 100 points for the leaderboard in the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. And I can tell you right now, the leader in the clubhouse right now, so to speak, is Tarifa. She's got 150. But the second horse, Jody's Pride's got 65. Fiona's Magic, third at 60. And Everland, fourth at 54. So you can see that these whoever wins these races are going to automatically be in to the Kentucky Oaks if they want to and enter in that race. I was just to quickly take a look at, you know, the horse that you were talking about, certainly the filly that you were talking about is the 8-5 favorite there, and that is Ways and Means. IRAD for Chad Brown. But did you take a look a little bit of a horse called, a filly called Gunsong, with John Velasquez riding for Mark Hennig because of the outstanding breeding in this horse?
And she ran super last time out also at Gulfstream. You know, she'll be stretching out to two turns for the first time, but she's at a gun runner. Listen, if she runs her last race, it puts her right there. So, but again, you're probably dealing with the first three choices. Ways and Means will be the big favorite. Into Champagne and Gunsong will be the second and third choice there. So that's what it is. But again, obviously all three horses have a legitimate shot.
All right, so we're taking a look at maybe boxing those three, that's for sure. And let me give the folks out there the numbers just in case. And those
4, 5, and 6.
Four, five, and six. Oh, easy to remember. 4, 5, 6. Okay, now that's at a mile and 16th. The Fantasy Stakes at Oak Lawn, same distance, a mile and 16th for the three-year-old fillies. And again, it's a 100-point getter for the Kentucky Oaks. So the winner here gets in the Kentucky Oaks with no problem, if all the parts stay in the right place and they choose to go there, which most of these you know, horsemen want to get to the Kentucky Oaks. It's one of the most premier races for three-year-old fillies in the country. That's for sure. You got a field of 12 in the Fantasy. And again, you've got in this race, there's no really outstanding favorite in the race. As a matter of fact, the lukewarm favorites, My Main Squeeze, which is 3-1, breaks from the rail. Mike Maker is the trainer, and Plavian Pratt will be riding there tomorrow.
Yeah, the interesting and the fastest horse in the race is compromise maybe because of the post position, and that's number 12, Torpedo Anna. This three-year-old filly had three starts as a two-year-old, and she ran super in all three of the races. You know, not easy to win from the 12 post, but she at least has been the distance, which is a big plus here. Again, she's got to overcome it, but Brian Hernandez is a terrific rider. Kenny McPeak having a terrific meet. She's certainly the horse to beat off of her two-year-old running lines, and if she comes back ready to run, she looks like she'll be very tough. There's a couple of interesting horses in here. Number four, All Things Go, was a shocker. She won her first start, first race out at 25-1. You know, you miss the wedding a lot of times. You don't want to show up for the funeral. But, again, the horse went off 25-1, but they think enough of her to put her right into this spot in career start number two. So, obviously, the connections are high on her. The number five horse, Where's My Ring, Val Brinkenhoff, ships in from Santa Anita. This horse has been doing okay. And, finally, number six, Badia. Tom Amos sends out this three-year-old filly, and she won her last race by five at Fairgrounds on a race that was rained off. So those are the contenders, but again, the race goes through number 12, Torpedo Anna. I think she's going to be tough in here.
You know, Jonathan, you mentioned four horses there already. Of course, the coach, Dwayne Lucas, has a horse in the race, Lemon Muffin. That'll break from the outside post, too, with Keith Asmussen, right? That kid's been riding very well at Oaklawn, that's for sure. His dad, Steve, has a long shot in this race, Recharge. But you didn't mention West Omaha, who comes out of the Brad Cox barn.
Yes, she ran well. Listen, she's also has a shot, but how many are you going to use? Again, and she's 4-1 at the price. She's really not better than the other horses we mentioned.
Yeah.
But again, Cox always dangerous. He doesn't send them out unless they're ready to run, and he likes to win races, and he does a pretty good job most of the time.
Well, I can tell you this, out of the two races that are for the Oaks preps tomorrow, the Fantasy seems to be a race that would be rich in possibilities, and if you can connect those dots, I think it's going to be a good payoff.
Yeah, I agree. The value is in the Oaklawn race, not the Gulfstream race. Gulfstream race, they're not fooling anybody. The first two or three choices clearly look better than the rest.
All right. Well, Jonathan, let's get back to picking some horses for the folks out there today. Yesterday at Aqueduct, Dylan Davis certainly doesn't want to see the Aqueduct meet end. He had a four-bagger out of eight races. He won half the races yesterday at Aqueduct. And so we'll wait and see how he does there today. And, you know, we're going to start out on a muddy racetrack, though.
Yeah, again, it rained all most of the night. It cleared up early this morning, from what I understand, and it's actually a beautiful day there. But let's look at race number five for the first of our two radio plays. Excuse me. And I like the number one horse in here, Amy's Light. This is a three-year-old filly for the Tom Morley barn. She has two career starts. She's run well in both of them. She won last time out. She breaks from the rail going seven furlongs. She's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. I like number one, Amy's Light, to upset and win today's fifth race out at Aqueduct.
All right. You give us the anchor race and the early pick five and early pick four in the fifth race today at the Big A. You like the one, Amy's Light, the one in the fifth at Aqueduct, and...
Let's go to Santa Anita and look at race number one, a mile on the turf, I should say. And I like the number eight horse in here. She's a joker. This is a five-year-old mare from the Peter Miller barn. Sal Gonzalez aboard to ride. She's listed at 12-1 on the morning line. Blinkers go back on today. She ran sneaky well in her last two races. Again, the price is right. 12-1 on the morning line. Number eight, She's a Joker, upsets and wins today's opener out at Santa Anita.
And when you say upset at Santa Anita, you're really saying something. Look at this, folks. This horse is 12-1 on the morning line. This might be the long shot of the week as far as the racing is concerned at Santa Anita. So in the first race, remember, first post time is 1 o'clock this afternoon Pacific time. In the first race, Jonathan likes She's a Joker. No joke, he likes the eights. She's a Joker in the opener at Santa Anita. And all I can say is the power... Energy gods might be with us today. That's for sure, Jonathan. Hey, you got sheets where? At Aqueduct, you got Santa Anita, you got Oaklawn, you got Gulfstream Park, right?
Yeah, JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe, be well, and we'll talk tomorrow morning.
And keep your lights on.
I hope so.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. All right, that's Jonathan. When we come back, we'll go turn to Rich Eng for a little bit of the hoop action and a horse or two from him as well. So don't go away. We're rolling along on this Good Friday, right here from the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex in Las Vegas, Nevada, your gaming capital. We'll be right back.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas on this Friday. Let's go to Rich Yang standing by right now. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie.
Well, I guess we had a Richter scale tremor yesterday with North Carolina going down to Alabama, huh?
Yeah, yesterday the dogs were finally barking after all the favorites came in the previous Saturday and Sunday. But the number one seed, North Carolina, got upset on the court by Alabama. And two number two seeds got upset. Iowa State lost to Illinois. That was my play yesterday. Mm-hmm. And also Arizona lost to Clemson, Ralph. So,
yeah.
One chalk held up. UConn just destroyed San Diego State.
Oh, yeah.
And, if people watch that UConn team, I tell you what, San Diego State is a real good basketball team, but they got dissected like a frog in a high school biology class. I mean, they just play beautiful basketball, team basketball, great defense. They're going to be a handful, obviously.
I think they're the prohibitive favorite, and for rightfully so, to win this whole thing, that's for sure. And Illinois did take care of Iowa State yesterday. That was your pick, Illinois, so we got a winner there. And, boy, North Carolina and Arizona. Wow. Okay, well, we got Gonzaga playing Purdue. We got Creighton playing Tennessee. We got North Carolina State. That's the kind of a Cinderella-type story in the tournament right now, playing Marquette, and Duke and Houston will go at it today.
Yeah, they're all tight point spreads, so knock on wood, Ralph, they're all going to be terrific ball games. And as far as my pick for the radio show, let's go to the Houston-Duke game. I like the Houston Cougars, -4 over Duke. Duke, a lot of people like, the line's only -4, mm-hmm. but their first two games, they beat a 13-seed Vermont. They'd be the 12 seed, James Madison, and now they think they're the big bad wolf. But I tell you what, Houston is a lot different animal than James Madison and Vermont. So I like the Houston Cougars over Duke.
I agree with you, and not only that, but Duke is being played because of its reputation and name, I think, more than anything, that's for sure. But you'll take Houston, lay the 4 points, and that game will go at 6:40 p.m. Pacific time on CBS today. And Richie, now we'll get to a horse pick from you today.
Yeah, let's go to race four at 6.5 furlongs down the hillside turf course, Ralph, turf only bet. Let's go with the one horse, Princess Bettina. This horse ran real well on the grass last time out, lost to a horse called Stay and Scam, who won a stakes in the next start, so I was back-to-back wins for that horse. But this is a pretty soft field, a single for me in the early pick five, Ralph. Number one, Princess Patina, race four, Santa Anita.
All right, fourth race at Santa Anita. You like the one, Princess Patina, the one in the fourth race at Santa Anita. Remember, Richie also has a full sheet of handicapping in Southern California every day, so he'll have the Santa Anita sheet right now at the racedaylasvegas.com websites. And, Richie, all I can tell you is your horse at Turfway Park yesterday, I thought he was going to go right from the finish line to the winner's circle, and then some huge, big bomber came and nailed him in the final couple of jumps, but it was an exciting race, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously he was live. He was a short price. He sure looked like a stone winner, 100 yards from the wire, and then zipped.
Well, he got beat. He got a buzzer beater beat at the track yesterday, that's for sure. In any case, Rich, we'll let you go back to work, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right. You know what happens next, folks. Our closing act is always John and Jerry, and that's the way it's going to be today. So John Lindo is up next. We'll get the word from what the heck's going on in Southern California. We already know the cancellation over the weekend at Santa Anita. I'm pretty sure that John is not so happy about that as we are, but we'll check in with him. And, of course, Jerry Jackowitz as well. Still to go. Don't go away. Final break coming up.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, time to go out to Southern California, which, well, we used to say sunny Southern California, but we don't know what to say now. I was predicting earlier in the car, in the show, John, and good morning.
Good morning.
There might be as much as an inch of rain at Santa Anita. They, at Santa Anita, though, they predict about 3 inches of rain coming down tomorrow.
Yeah, it's supposed to come in late tonight or Saturday morning. Excuse me, a couple of inches, I think, on Saturday and another inch of rain on Sunday. And it's supposed to be steady throughout the day. So, you know, unfortunately, they called off the races Saturday and Sunday. Just as a reference point, I haven't seen anything about the Dodgers. They're at home over the weekend, and they haven't canceled anything yet. But, you know, I guess that's a different outdoor sport.
Yeah, I guess so. We'll wait and see about that, that's for sure. Hey, they got that, you know, that synthetic track on the training track. Maybe you can run some races on that once in a while.
Well, they're finally going to let horses work on it starting tomorrow. There have been no recorded workouts allowed on the Tapita yet. About half the stable area is working this morning because obviously the track will be closed tomorrow. And when they close it the following day, it's only joggers and gallopers. So horses that are trying to get prepared for next weekend's Santa Anita Derby Day next Saturday and the additional racing day next Thursday, they've got to get some workouts in. So it's a very, very busy main track today at Santa Anita.
Yeah, and you know, when you have horses that are preparing for big races like the Santa Anita Derby, and it is an important race because it holds 100 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard, you can't miss a beat. I mean, you know, and they talk about that when horses are preparing for the Kentucky Derby along the way, if they have interruption in training or whatever, it really does take its toll, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You just can't have any setbacks trying to get ready to go a mile and a quarter in the first Saturday of May against the best 3-year-olds in the country. So it's a lot to ask, and you better get there the right way, because if you miss something, you'll get exposed when it comes down to May.
All right. Well, John, we know that you do a Lindo report for Southern California Racing, but with no racing tomorrow or Sunday, what is the now edited version of the Lindo reports for the weekend?
Well, obviously, Santa Anita today is in the race book and over there at the South Point. Then we'll have tomorrow the full card from Gulfstream Park, the 14-race Florida Derby card. I'll also do the late pick five at Oaklawn Park, and that's a really good sequence that involves the Arkansas Derby. And Sunday, with a mandatory payout in the Rainbow Six at Gulfstream, we'll do the full card at Gulfstream Park.
All right, so you're going to stay busy, even though Santa Anita isn't. And the Linda reports, all the ones that he just talked about, folks, they're all available here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, complimentary here. And this is the only place you can get it here in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Linda reports are here, and they're complimentary to you because they love horse players here. And they certainly like love John's product as well. So good stuff here, that's for sure. When I was just reminiscing with Jonathan Hardoon about, he said that to get a table on Jeff Ruby Stakes Day at Turfway Park, it was a $400 stipend. And I remember when I was back, working at Turfway Park in another era, so to speak, I guess. Jeff Ruby Steakhouse was one. It's one of the finest steakhouse in America. It is a great place to go to. But I can tell you right now that you could have went to Jeff Ruby's for dinner and had everything from the appetizers to the dessert, and it wouldn't have cost you $400.
Well, you go to the Racebook at South Point, you got a free seat there. You can, depending on how you wager, they have the waitresses there. You can pick up your racing forms.
Yep.
And the best restaurants in town are right there at the South Point. And believe me, you can take your whole crew there for $400.
Oh, no question about that. And leave a hefty tip too. That'd be
And you should.
Yeah, that's right. They do work hard here. That's for sure. Well, John, I know that you are going to do Gulfstream Park's Linda Report, and you're going to be covering the Arkansas Derby with your addition with the Oaklawn Park races tomorrow. But do you have any thoughts at all about any of the two prep races for the Kentucky Oaks?
Well, looking at those two races, the Fantasy is – I don't think that field is particularly strong down there at Oaklawn Park in the Fantasy. And just looking at that race, it's a full field. I tell you, you guys, you mentioned West Omaha. Omaha comes off a brutal trip last time, and I'm expecting her to bounce back with a big one. And I like her quite a bit. Torpedo Annie is the one to beat, but she drew the bad post 12. And in the race at Gulfstream Park, the Oaks there, Ways and Means was cut out to be a really good juvenile filly last year, hit the sidelines. If she's, 90% fit, she ought to beat that field. And the only question to me is, some horses just don't like that Gulfstream Park main track. As long as she handles it, she'll beat that field on the Oaks.
Yeah, it looks like there's more of an opportunity to make a nice little score at in the Fantasy if you can put those numbers together rather than the Gulfstream Park Oaks. But in talking about West Omaha, of course, trainer Brad Cox is the trainer there. And he will be celebrating his 44th birthday tomorrow, so maybe it'd be a nice birthday gift for him.
Well, he's got enough action around the country where he ought to celebrate a winner or two throughout the day.
Yeah, somewhere he's gonna be able to cut a birthday cake with a smile on his face, that's for sure. All right, time to get started with the selection for this only day that Santa Anita will be running this weekend today.
Yeah, here's the week's racing today. Let's go to the sixth race today at Santa Anita. In race number six, number 10, Bound to Succeed, drew in off the also eligible list. In a race with no speed, this horse really didn't get a chance to show his best last time. He got parked wide and just got hung out to dry. He has some speed watching the morning workouts, and I just hope Tyler Bay sends him out of the gate. If he can cross and clear here, he's a better horse than we saw in his debut. The drop in class will only help. 6-1 on the morning line. This is a very live horse with the right ride. Number 10, Bound to Succeed, race number 6 at Santa Anita.
All right, sixth race, Santa Anita, number 10, Bound to Succeed. We hope he does just that for us in the sixth race today at Santa Anita. And, of course, that's off the Linda Report. You can get that here at South Point right now, free of charge. He also has a nice suggested late pick 4 in the sheet as well. And, of course, the goodie information that we're about ready to talk about real quick. We've got Flavian Pratt, Joel Rosario, Frankie Dettori, Antonio Frisou, and Edwin Maldonado all scattering tomorrow from Dubai to Gulfstream to Oaklawn Park. So they won't be around. Of course, there won't be any racing at Santa Anita anyhow. But as we go in to today, the only day of racing this week at Santa Anita, what's the jock trainer standings look like?
Well, going into this week, Juan Hernandez is the leading jockey. He's got 52 wins. He'll be at Oaklawn Park tomorrow, too, so he's not going to ride much right now. Flavian Pratt is done at Santa Anita. He was supposed to come back Sunday, but obviously with the cancellation, he'll be at Keeneland. So he's second with 42 wins. Antonio Friese, who's in Maidan City, he's got 40. As far as the trainers go, Doug O'Neill, the leading trainer, he's had a good last few weeks. He's got 28 wins. Mark Glatt second with 25. And then you have Bob Baffert with 23. Phil D'Amato right behind them with 22. And with the grass racing picking up, I'm expecting Phil D'Amato to start moving up those standings.
Well, I know that I got to ask you about the favorites.
Well, they dropped all the way to 46% last week. Ralph, you ought to be happy.
Wow. Well, if they don't have races there, that thing isn't going to certainly change, that's for sure. But we'll cowboy up, so to speak, over the weekend and look forward to a lot of racing outside of Southern California and regroup for next week when we get the big racing at Santa Anita. Hopefully, if Mother Nature is a racing fan for the Santa Anita Derby a week from Saturday. Hey, thanks a lot, John, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, Ralph. Good luck today.
You got it, my man. All right, let's go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Well, now...
I'm just checking. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. We have your thoughts.
I was just checking something, sorry.
That's okay. I mean, if you're checking something, it means...
I thought it was going to be really pertinent, but it's not. Never mind.
Oh, then never mind. Forget the pertinent. In any case, yesterday your selection swept out in the last race at Aqueduct. You had the winner on top. That was your key horse. Paid $5.70 in an abbreviated field that had quite a few scratches. But if you put the link-ups together, you got the dollar exacta payoff at $21.20. I thought that was a good payoff there. The 50-cent trifecta paid $29.25, and it went all the way down to the 10-cent superfecta that paid $17.60. And, boy, you could tell that horse liked that off-going.
Yeah, it sure seemed that way, and I thought he probably might, but if his one race on the slop didn't look that great, but it was really pretty good. So that was an easy one, I guess. But
now, Jerry, I know that
it was so easy.
I know that you concentrate on New York and Southern California, so you'll have a sheet for Aqueduct tomorrow. Nothing on Sunday because Aqueduct doesn't run on Easter Sunday, and Santa Anita is already canceled for the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, so we'll only have a sheet for you for Aqueduct tomorrow, as well as two today for Santa Anita and Aqueduct. It's going to be kind of slim pickings for the weekend, that's for sure.
Right. Well, I mean, people are going to have to go play golf or something.
Well, I don't think we can play golf here, too. We're expecting an 88% chance of rain here tomorrow, and, of course, Southern California. Santa Anita, they say, is going to have 3 inches of rain, so we'll wait and see.
But I guess you got to, like, top golf or something, or miniature golf, I don't know.
Yeah, or the significant...
You can just go to the casinos and play, you know, and play bingo, I guess.
No, come on. There's a big racing card at Gulfstream Park with the Florida Derby. There's a big racing card.
All right, and then there's that, too. I'm going to cover the two big races.
All right, okay. Are you going to... Well, you'll have that for us tomorrow, then, right?
For sure.
Okay, let's get started. Aqueduct?
Yeah, let's go to the sixth race. Let me click here. Number two, Lock and Key for Jimmy Ryerson really, really appeals to me. Came off a January to March, little layoff.
Uh-huh.
And just ran beautifully. And for a lot of people, this may look like a top, but for me, this looks like an easy win. And he didn't really run that hard, just finished really fast.
Uh-huh.
And I think he's got another good race to go to. I really like the 2-5-1 just is off the charts to me. That's a great win place bet. I'll play the 2 over the 3-5, do some reverses. But it's all about the 2, Lock and Key, in race number 6 for old Jerry J.
All right, sixth race at Aqueduct. The 2 is the key. Link-ups are 3 and 5 and reverse. The 2 is the big key there at Aqueduct in the sixth race. Now we go to Santa Anita.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the fourth race here at Santa Anita. The Wild Grazer comes off a layoff. And I just think Mullins has gotten this horse really, really good. This filly has gotten really good. As a 3-year-old, she became really a grade 2 type horse. And coming off the layup, I think she's going to run first time out. And I think she likes 6.5 furlongs as much as she likes doing any distance. So I really love the 3 horse today in race number 4, the Grazer. I'll play the 3 over the 1-4-5, do my reverses.
All right.
Three, race four.
Fourth race at Santa Anita, the three horse, the Wild Grazer, and the link ups are 1, 4, 5 and reverse. Rich Ang came with the one horse in this race, so I got a Sirocco play of the 1-3-3-1. Yours, however, is the 3 over 1, 4, 5 and reverse. Power pages for all Santa Anita and all Aqueduct today available at jerryjspowerpage.com.
Ralph, I have a Sirocco play in the sixth.
Okay. In the meantime, though, we're out of time, so you have one more thing to say.
Have a great race day, everybody.